Chopped from the budget were pay raises for assistant district attorneys and public defenders, and a proposed change in the income requirements for defendants who qualify for a court-appointed lawyer. The $1,700 a year pay hike for the prosecutors and public defenders would have cost taxpayers about $1 million over the next 2 years. The new income formula for people eligible for a state-paid lawyer would have made it possible for public defenders to serve about 9,000 more people a year who currently can't afford a lawyer. Larry Peterson is president of the State Public Defenders Union.
Right now, people that qualify for welfare don't necessarily qualify for a public defender. Would have meant about 30 lawyers would be added to the public defender staff.
But Governor Doyle decided the state can't afford to hire more lawyers or raise the salary of the current ones right now. Peterson says the vetoed provisions had strong support from both lawyers and judges.
It's kind of a no-brainer for judges. The more knowledgeable the lawyers practicing criminal law before them are, the more experienced they are, the more confident they are, the quicker we get to the right result in any given case.
Both district attorneys and defense lawyers have been pushing for these changes for almost a decade, and Peterson says the plan now is to regroup and introduce the pay hikes and income formula change again in the next legislative session. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.